Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei. The Mechaber starts with the Dinim of Birchas HaShofar, and then he goes into the Dinim of Tki HaShofar and Rosh Hashanah and the Seder HaTki. There's a comment that the Rabbi Mizrachi Halevi makes on the bottom of the Rit in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He claims that Bizman HaTalmud, Bizman HaGemara, they never said a bracha when they blew Shofar. The bracha was instituted in the days of the Goyim. Manishtana, how come, why should this mitzvah be different from all the other mitzvahs? So he says, because Bizmana Gemara, they only blew, and they started to blow in the middle of the Hazaras HaShas. That's what it says in the Mishnah. When the Chazan repeats the Shemon Esrei, so you blow after Malchius, and you blow a second time after Zechonis, and you blow the third time after Shofar. So Bizmana Tanoim, they only had Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemon Esrei. Bizman HaMayroim, they added on more tkiyas. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Rosh Hashanah, Loma tokim emirim kishahem yoshvim, tokim emirim kishahem omdim. Why do you blow twice? The Genuk, if you blow in the middle of the Chazaras HaShas, Bizman HaTanoim, that's all they blew, was in the middle of the Chazaras HaShas. The Gemara says a person who davens b'yichidus doesn't blow shofar in the middle of the Shtilus Shemon Esrei. Even if he knows how to blow shofar, even if he has someone else to blow for him, he doesn't blow in the middle of the Shtilus Shemon Esrei. The Gemara says only the tzibur. And that's the machlokes on that Gemara when it says you only blow shofar in the middle of the Shemon Esrei after Malchus Chayin Shavuos b'tzibur. What does that mean? Only in the Chazaras HaShas you blow shofar, or even in the Tefillah B'Lachash you also blow shofar? So the Tesis on Lamed Gimel on the base is a long Tesis. So they talk about Tkiyas Shofar, all the different variations, how long the Teruah has to be, how long the Shvarim has to be, how long the Tkiyah, the Shvarim, the Teruah, how long everything has to be, how long the Tesis. The Tesis quotes a lot from the Oruch there. So that's one of the things that they quote from the Oruch. The Oruch writes that they used to blow Shofar in the middle of the Shtilus Shemon Esrei in the Tefillah B'Lachash B'Tzibur. The Oruch learns in the Gemara that whenever you daven b'tzibur, you need tkiyas in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, whether tefillah b'lachash or chazaras hashad, to call rum. And most of the Rishonim don't assume like that. They hold that you only need tkiyas al seder habrachas in the chazaras hashad. And the Gemara says le'omer ella b'tzibur, it means in the chazaras hashad, the tefillah that the chazan says out loud, not in the Shtilus Shemon Esrei, but the yochid. When the yochid daven, so the Gemara says even if he's able to blow, even if he has the balfikei available, he doesn't blow in the middle of the Shtilus Shemon Esrei. So the Baal HaMor says like this, Rabbi Mizrachi Halevi writes on the bottom of the Rit, Bizman HaTanoim, they only blew shofar in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, either Tefillah B'Lachash and Chazaras HaShas, or only Chazaras HaShas, either one shot or the other, whatever you learn. Bizman HaMayroim, they added on more tkiyas, that's the Gemara, why do we blow tkiyas the Miyushav and tkiyas the Miyumad? One would have been sufficient. So the Gemara says, "Kedei la'arbei v'sasotah," in order to confuse the Satan. And Rashi writes on that Gemara in the first parak, how do you confuse the Satan? Satan Rosh Hashanah comes to complain about Klal Yisrael that they don't care for mitzvahs. They do averus, they don't care for mitzvahs, and they don't deserve to have a good year. So the Bnei Yisrael show, not only do we care about mitzvahs, we do above and beyond the call of duty. We blow shofar twice as much as we have to. We're not just satisfied with the minimum. We don't just blow shofar Kia Chua Kia three times. We blow much more than is necessary. Tokim Imrim, Kishem Yoshman, the Tokim Imrim, Kishem Omdin. The Shoah Habibis on Mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Sukkot, that in Yerushalayim the minig was that they held the Lulav and the Esrog all day long. When they went to be Mevakir Cholim, to be Menachem Avim, to the Beis Medrash, and to Daven, and to Duchen, they were always holding the. When they went to Duchen, they had to put it down. Went to Station Shemon Esrei, they had to put down also. But the Azai, the whole day, they were carrying the Lulav and the Esrog. Just leaving out a few minutes when they physically weren't able to. So the Gemara says that that's a demonstration of Chavivus HaMitzvah. So the same over here, Rashi says, when you blow shofar more than you're required to, you blow tkiyas the miyushim and tkiyas the miyumot way more than you're mechuyev to, you're not satisfied with the bare minimum. So this is ma'arbevus hasotam, because adarabah, we demonstrate that we have quite a chavivus on the mitzvah by virtue of the fact that we repeat it so much. So the Baal HaMor says, what was that takana that they made bizman ha'amaroi? That tokim emirim kshei yoshvim, the tokim emirim kshei momdim. So the Baal HaMor translates like this. He says, in the middle of the Chazaras HaShas, there's decorum in the synagogue. No one's running around. Everybody's sitting in their seat. That's called tkiyas the miyushav. Baal HaMor says, that's called tkiyas the miyushav. Everybody's sitting where they belong, and it's a shashtil. At the end of the davening, after the Chadish says, after the Chazan says, the Chadish is Kabbalah, everybody's running out of shul, folding up the towels, running out. There's pandemonium, so that's called Tkiyas the Miyumot. Everybody's running in another direction.
They've stood up to go home already.
Yeah, so everyone stood up and they're planning and they're on their way to go home. So that's how he translates Tkiyas the Miyumot. So he says, so Bizman Atanoim, they only had Tkiyas the Miyushim, only had in the middle of the Chazorat Hashat. Bizman HaMaroim, they added on also the Tkiyas the Mi'umad, as everybody's running out of shul. So since the beginning of the Tkiyas was in the middle of the Shemone Esrei, so there's no need for a bracha. Bizman HaTanoim, all the Tkiyas were in the middle of the Chazorat Hashat. Bizman HaMaroim, that was the beginning of the Tkiyas, Dr. Balamor, you don't need any bracha, Shekhar Hashanah Ben Mitzot, Suzman HaShemar Kol Shoyt. When did they introduce the bracha? Bizman HaGoinim, that they started saying Langa Tiyutim, and the Chazanim started to gurgle sich, and it took so long, the people, a lot of the Cholimists came in the Noshim, they can't stay so long. They want to go home and eat, or they want to go home and rest, or they want to go home and cook the meal. They can't stay so long till the Chazan is going to finish. So in the days of the Goyim, they started, they introduced the Tkiyas before Musaf. He says, this didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. This is neither Tkiyas in the Yushav, nor Tkiyas in the Yuman. We don't translate like that. We always say, Tkiyas in the Yuman means the Tkiyas in the middle of the Amida. The Amida means the Shemone Esrei, the Musaf. The Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemone Esrei, we call that Tkiyas the Miyumot. The Tkiyas the Miyushav, we understand the Pshat in the Gemara. Part of what the Balamor said is correct. Bizman HaTanoim, they only had Tkiyas in the middle of the Chazorat Hashat. And Bizman HaMaron, they added on more. But what did they add on? So we always learn they added on the Tkiyas the Miyushav, the Tkiyas before the Shemone Esrei. The Shemone Esrei is called the Amida, so those Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemone Esrei is called Tkiyas the Miyumot. The Tkiyas before the Shemone Esrei, that's when we say that Tkiyas the Miyusha. It doesn't mean that you have to sit. It means it's not in the middle of the Amida. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to stand, you can stand. It doesn't make a difference. That's the way we usually learn Shah. So the Balamor says no. He claims historically that was instituted with Tkuvas HaGoyim. When they started with Chazonis and they started with Tiyutim, and it took so long, so a lot of people left before they finished with the Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. So they never heard three times Kia, true Kia. That's the din. You have to hear at least three times Kia, true Kia. So they started, the Goyim started the practice to blow everything before the Shemone Esrei. So whoever has to leave can leave. The Cholim in this Kingdom, or the Noshim, can leave early if they have to. That's the development that the Balamor says. So once they started Kia, once they introduced Kia before the Shemone Esrei, then you have to say a bracha. But Bizman HaTanoim, that the Tkiyas were all in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. Or even Bizman HaMayroim, that they added on Tkiyas after the Shemone Esrei. So the Balamor, there's no need for a bracha. He doesn't explain himself sufficiently. He says the Malchus, the Chayin HaShayfis, the brachas of the Shemone Esrei are the brachas. So what do you mean they're the brachas? But it's not a brachas HaMitzvah. You don't say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvot of the Tzivanu Shmaya Kol Shayfar. How is that a substitute for the brachas HaMitzvah? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over, he's very fond of pointing out, the following svara. The Nesivus has this in his Haggadah also. He says, let's say a person says Kiddush on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif. So to recite Kiddush is a mitzvah. On Shabbos it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Gemara says reciting Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah min HaTorah. On Yontif some say it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Some say a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. The Rambam says a mitzvah min HaTorah. The Magen Mishnah claims a mitzvah rabban. Let's say recite Havdalah is a mitzvah, either mitzvah minatar, mitzvah rabban. So we always require a birchas hamitzvah before you perform a mitzvah. Not only do you require a birchas hamitzvah before you put on a talus or before you put on tefillin, a ma'isa hamitzvah. What if the whole ma'isa hamitzvah consists of dibur, yitzel sira? You also say a bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvot tzvon al sira soimer, and then you do the ma'isa hamitzvah of amira. The Kiddush and Avdolah is a HaMitzvah, so why don't we recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before we say the Kiddush and Avdolah? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot HaTzivanu LaKadosh Al HaYayin, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot HaTzivanu LaHavdol Ben Kadosh LaChol, and then say the Bracha. Or for that matter, reciting a Birchas HaNehenin, I said a Shahakal on the cup of tea. So to recite a Birchas HaNehenin before you eat anything is a Mitzvah Midrabbanan. So why don't we require that when one is about to recite the Birchas HaNehenin, they should say first say Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot HaTzivanu LeVarach Al HaMazon, and then to say the Birchas HaNehenin over the food or the drink that you want to have. So we don't do that. So the Nesivus writes, obviously the answer is that the Chachamim were only misakin Birchas HaMitzvah on the Rabbanon, we assume. The only Birchas HaMitzvah that's deraisa is Birchas HaTorah. All the other Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume, are all Medi Rabbanon. So the Chachamim were only misakin a Birchas HaMitzvah when the mitzvah is going to be performed not in the form of a bracha, but if the mitzvah itself is a bracha, mitzvah consists of a bracha, so then everyone is saying that you should recite another bracha in advance of reciting that bracha. Not only that, not only do we say that the Chachamim, that's what the Nesivis writes this in the introduction to his commentary. He wrote a Haggadah that's called Maisa Nisim, his commentary. So the Hasidamah to his Haggadah, he writes this, he says. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, L'chaira, that's correct. Not only that, the Nesivis writes even more so. Duchani. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, oh, but this is from the Nesiv, this part. The Nesiv has in the Meroi Mesod and the Chidush and Manshat, he has this commentary, the Gemara and Soito. The Gemara Megillah and the Gemara and Soito has certain Tanoim and Amoraim live to a ripe old age, and the students ask them, Bameh Harachta Yomim, and each one tells his special Midas Chassidus why he thinks that he was Zechet on Erichas Yomim. So they ask one of the Tanoim who was a Koyin, Bameh Harachta Yomim, so he says that whenever he went to Duchin, he would always recite the bracha before. Shekinishon b'kdushas shalom, Sivan al-Vachas ha-Nisor b'yava. He always said the bracha before he goes to Duchin. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, that's a real din. That's not a Midas Chassidus. Kol ha-Mitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem avol ha-Asiyasim. That's a Gemara. In the first parak in Pesachim, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta like that. Al-Bir ha-Chomis, do you say Al-Bir, do you say Livayer? You always have to say the bracha oivol ha-Asiyasim immediately before you're about to perform the Mitzvah. So what's the Chiddush that the Tana says? He was there at Tarichas Yom because he was always medakte to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before he duchen. That's Takad Alocha. You have to. All the Kohanim have to. So the Netziv writes this Chiddush and he gives this whole Maracha that Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He says, no, not only do you not have to recite a Bracha when the Mitzvah is performed in the form of a Bracha, even when the Mitzvah is performed in the framework of Brachas. Let's say duchening itself is not a bracha to the Eberstein, that's a bracha to Abbas of Adam. The Kohanim say, Yivarechecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, gives a bracha to Abbas of Adam. But when do you say Duchani? You don't just say in the middle of a bar mitzvah party, or the rabbi is going to give the bar mitzvah boy Duchani. No. Duchani, the Takonat HaChachamim is, you should recite the Duchani in the middle of the Chazaras HaShad, after Moed Me'at Tav Shim Chalachanor, Lahod Zaseinke, Okay, Nekam Zaynab, Achenim Babrach, Mishlai Zabatar. Then you say over there, the Gemara has a whole reason why, but that's the Takanas Chachamim. Maybe it's in deraisa like that. You have to recite the Duchening in the middle of the Chazaras HaShad, towards the end of the Chazaras HaShad. So that's what the Netziv explains on that Gemara in Soita, that since this mitzvah of Duchening is performed in the framework of brachas, so that's treated like a mitzvah which is performed in the form of a bracha, that it also doesn't require a Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. You have to say another Birchas HaMitzvah before you say the duchen. So Mikra Din, when a Kohen duchens in the middle of Chazar Sashad, he doesn't have to say a bracha. So the bracha that this Tana says was somehow a Midas Chassidus.
You don't have to say.
But that's a shot. Let it be a bracha of Batala. Yeah. That's a good kasha. Okay, that's a good kasha. So if the halacha doesn't require that you should say a bracha, then let it be a bracha of Batala.
Just like
so what's the Midas Chassidus? That a man will say a bracha b'chas hamitzvah before he says the shahakal v'yibidvar. But the zayin a bracha levatola. So how does this Tana say he was zeichet tarichas yamin because he acted in a fashion of midas chassidus? He said a bracha before the duchening, even though the din does not require that you should say. If the din doesn't require, it should be a bracha levatola. That's a good kasha. So you have to work on that kasha. He wants to discuss that kasha. No, it's a good kasha.
It's only when you take the duchening is alright, sir, by the Mishnah.
The Mishkan and Yankee says the Duchening
is... The obligation
to daven could be Midrabban, but when a person davens, he has a Nitzam and Atzer. That's how the Ramban writes. Yeah. The Ramban writes the obligation to daven is the Rabban Habu. In your Natsila, but the Kiyum of the Tzila, he says, is there right. Yeah. Right.
Right. And to excel by the long of the shelter, on one hand it seems like the extra skiers is... Aviva Samitsu, but on the name maybe it's Paltos.
Baltesis, Tesis, Taki, Es, Baltesis. Tesis, Es, Baltesis. How are you permitted to blow more than what you're required to do? Shouldn't it be a violation of Baltesis? The Tesis answers when you repeat a mitzvah, it's not Baltesis. If you have a Mizbeach and you're supposed to do Zrikas on one corner or two corners, and you do on three or four corners, so that's a violation of Baltesis. But if you have a Mizbeach and you're supposed to do on one corner, you do 25 times on the same corner, Tyson said, that's called repeating. That's not called adding on. Adding on hay, if you do on another quarter. Then it gives other examples like this. If you take another name, right. But let's say you take more hadassim than is necessary, more arabic. So most of the Rishonim say that it's not baltaisa. Because that's like repeating a mitzvah. It's not exactly repeating. No, you're doing all at the same time.
Fifth is considered baltaisa, isn't it? Fifth is in another corner.
So what if you put another tzitz in the same corner? What if you put two tzitzis in the same corner? If you have a beggar that has five corners, so you're only obligated to put tzitzis in four out of the five. So if you put in five out of the five corners, that'll be a violation of tzitzis. What if you put two tzitzis in the same corner? So tzitzis seems to write that that would not be a violation of tzitzis. That's considered like a repetition. And that's the question, why is it a repetition? It's all a repetition. He was zerk the dam in the corner, then he zerk the dam in the corner again, zerk again. So that's a repetition. But if simultaneously he has two tzitzis in the same corner, how is that a repetition? That should be considered high suffer. It's akasha. The min hasinach is on Tesis. That's what Tesis writes in Rosh Hashanah. Tesis says, Right, the same kasha. Tesis assumes, most of the Rishonim assume that there's no bal tesis if you have more than the minimum of hadassim and arava. So some say a different reason. Some say because it says that you should take arve nachal and anaf eight tzavos. So you should take a few hadassim and a few arava. The halacha says the minimum is two and the minimum of hadassim is three. If you have more, it's about a good. Let's say make a sukkah.
It'll be no good.
Huh?
According to one of the diet, perfectly,
2 levels would not be permitted. Okay, right? The Rav Shanim hold like that. The only time we're permitted to have more is only by Hadassim and Arovis, because you need a few. The Halacha says 2 is the minimum, and over there 3 by the Hadassim, 3 is the minimum. But if you have more, it would not be a violation of Baltaisis. But if you take 2 Esregim or 2 Lulavim, so some Rishonim say it would be Baltaisis. And others say no, it'll only be Taisis claims no. It'll only be Baltaisis if you take a fifth min. But if you take two lulavim, two esregim, that's the same as repeating. And repeating a mitzvah is not a violation of tesis. Different shittas, right? That's taka, a major kasha that the Rishonim discussed. Why shouldn't it be a violation of tesis when you blow more tzkiyas than you're required to blow? If you make a sukkah bigger than the minimum, let's say a person, the sukkah has to be 7 by 7, 12, and that's the minimum. If you make it bigger, so that's not tesis. Or a sukkah has to have shtayim kelchos and mishlishis afilu tefach, has to have 2.5 walls. If you make 4 walls, then nishken aveira. Or Tosfos says, if you eat matzah kazayis, if you eat a kazayis and a half, then nishken aveira. That's obvious. Tosfos says that that's only a minimum. That's clearly not bal tosfos if you have more. But if you have 2 esregim, that's a whole machlekes. Maybe that is bal tosfos.
But
Right, so he, in the days of the Gemara, they also had a bracha. Let's say a person was lo shofar biyachid, a person davens biyachidus, not b'tzibur. So he did, the halacha says that he does not blow shofar in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Hotanish Kamberi has to say a bracha, and then he blows shofar not in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the bracha did exist, but in shul, the bracha never existed. The bracha always did exist, but in the shul, the bracha never existed, because when you blow b'tzibur, you blow in the middle, either you blow only in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, b'zman ha-tanoim, or Bizman Amorim that they added on, the Balamor claims they added on the shofar after the Chazaras Hashach. That's what he calls the tkiyas the Miyumad, and he calls the tkiyas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the tkiyas the Miyushav. So then he says, since they started to blow in the middle of the Chazaras Hashach, so there's no bracha on them. So that's what the Netziv gives this tushtel, the Balamor, with that Gemara in Saita by Duchening, and then he gives another tushtel from the Rabbeinu Yoin on the first daf in Brachas. That when you daven Ma'ariv Bizman, after Tzeifat Kechavim, and you recite Kriya Shema, sandwiched in between all the two brachas before and the two brachas after, so then you don't say a bracha Shekhidishana b'mitzvot Tzivana Likuas Hashma. You don't require a Birchas HaMitzvah because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is being fulfilled in the framework of brachas. You're saying two brachas before and two brachas after. But if the person davens Ma'ariv too early to be Yotzi Kriya Shema, and then he has to repeat the three parshiyos later when he goes home, so then there is a Shitas HaGoinim that before, you don't have to repeat the Birchas Kriya Shema, that you were Yotzi ready when you daven Ma'ariv, but you have to say Asher Kedishonah B'mitzvot and Tivano Likros HaShema before you learn Kriya Shema. So the Rabbeinu Yoni asks on these Goinim, the Goinim say like that, the Rabbi Goin, I think. Rabbeinu Yoni asks, it doesn't make sense. So why is it if you're saying, if you're davening Ma'ariv Bizman, after the Tzeis HaChacham, so why don't you say a bracha then also? The answer is the Chacham would never misaken a bracha on Kriya Shema. So why do you have to say a bracha if you're davening too early, you say Kriya Shema later? He doesn't understand it. So the Nitziv says, that's the pshat. When you're fulfilling Kriya Shema in the Mizgeret, in the framework of the Brichas Kriya Shema, with two brachas before and two brachas after, that's the klal of the nesivus. That whenever you fulfill a mitzvah in the framework of brachas, the chachamim will have a misakin an additional brachas on mitzvah. But when you daven too early, when you daven ma'ariv too early, so you're not yotzei kriya shma then. You're just yotzei the brachas kriya shma. So when you want to repeat kriya shma later, you're going to recite kriya shma without any brachas. So that's the halacha. Kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem.
Only according to classes, Rashi says that you buy the kriya shma and mitzvah, and there you are making a bracha.
That's unrelated. No, the Birchas Kriya Shema before and after, that's related to it. But this is not related.
Why is that not
broken? The Rishonim have different suggestions. Why not? The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchot. Why is there no bracha before performing the mitzvah of tzedakah? Why don't we say bracha before you give
tzedakah?
Different suggestions. Some say whenever you do a mitzvah that depends on other people, whether you're yotzei, I'm going to say the bracha, then I'll give the tzedakah, so I'll turn down the tzedakah, so it'll be a bracha about tzedakah. So that explains why there's no bracha over l'asiyasa. The rabbi claims that before the chasen is about to give the ring to the kala, he better not say the birchas erisin. Of course, he can say Asher Kedushanu B'Tzivanu Al Arayis, Rosh Hashanah Tov, Karisol Adei Chupa V'Kiddushin. They don't give the ring, and she'll say, no, I changed my mind, I don't want to marry you. So that is like my bracha levatola. So the Ravid says that's the reason why you say the bracha lachem asiyosam. We don't follow that Ravid, but the Ravid says that's the reason you do say a bracha, you say lachem. There's still a question. You explain why you don't say the bracha for tzedakah in advance. So say the bracha for tzedakah after you gave the tzedakah to the audience. The Velt says if they would have been mistaken a bracha on tzedakah, so the poor man can die from malnutrition. I'm going to have such kavanah, so the shame is it. Till I give him the tzedakah, till I say the bracha, he'll die. So that explains why you don't say bracha before giving the tzedakah, to say the bracha after, give him the tzedakah and then say the bracha. It doesn't really explain everything. No, the Rambam, when he writes the klal, that kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, mevarach aleihem, over l'asiyasim, that's how the Gemara words the klal, m'stochem davzayin. The Rambam adds on two words. Kol ha-mitzvah sheminot ha-mamokam. B'varach aleihem avalas yasam. Why? Because the nusach of the bracha always is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the Kedushas Yisrael, so therefore we do unusual things. We sit in sukkah. Which guy sits in sukkah as a religious ceremony? We put on tefillin. We put on a talis. We listen to the Kiyoshev. These are unusual things. Giving tzedakah, milas chesed to another person, these are things that other people do also. They're not mechuyas. Yeah, but it doesn't really show such a bechiris Yisrael. Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu litein tzedakah. If it's a common practice that non-Jews also give tzedakah.
When you go to Bakach Olam, you should say bracha. There is tzivonu already. We work milas chasudim. We do milas chasudim.
Also, but the Umas Olam also do that. The Umas Olam also. It's not that unique.
If you find your strength lost time, Hashem, they don't make a bracha on Hashem.
Right.
You're right. You don't make a bracha.
So the Rambam answers the kasha by wording the klal like that. He says the whole klal only applies to mitzvah shivin on a mamad. Mitzvah shivin on a mamad. They would never make.
By lulav also, answer. There's a kima lulav special to take it during challah, right? More than like this. So why do we make a bruch on lulav? There should also be a kim in challah should make a bruch. That's like by shofar you blow during the shmoneh esrei, don't make a bruch.
When we blow shofar before the shmoneh esrei,
you're not doing it before. You're taking up the lulav.
If you only do the lulav in the middle of the challah, then you wouldn't say a bruch. But we shake the lulav before.
Yeah, but if you didn't do it, you wouldn't say a bracha.
Mustamanat, according to this club, Mustamanat.
Well, by Birchas Kohanim. Is the Kohen mechuyev to give the devil?
If they call upon him, if they request of him that he should give a bracha, that's what it says, Kohanim, out loud, that's the tzivui, that we're calling upon the Kohanim that they should give a bracha. If he don't ask them to give a bracha, then he's not mechuyev. Let's say all of those Kohanim, whom in our Torah are mechuyev to duchen, and in the Rabbanu, we don't allow them to duchen. Kohanim have mumin, the fun of Yadav, the bragl, of different cases where in the Rabbanu, we don't permit him to duchen. So then the Rishonim ask Akasha, but we call upon him to duchen, he's over on the mitzvah deraisa. So the Rishonim will explain when they scream out Kohanim, they have in mind only those Kohanim who are kosher to duchen, and even the Rabbanu. Those who are not kosher to duchen, we're not mitzvah them. We're not asking, we're not requesting of them that they should.
But he can't force himself.
Self understood.
He can't force himself on people. Would he be making a bracha batol? Assuming no one wants.
No, no.
They didn't want him to
no, the Gemara says, "Ein shem ela kohen echad." If there's only one kohen, then you don't call kohanim. You don't call kohanim even.
They just do it themselves.
They just do it on their own. So since they're not mitzvah then, so it's only a mitzvah reshus. They're not mechuy. But if they volunteer to duchening on their own, so then there is a kiyum mitzvah. They're not mechuyev to duchen, but they get a kima mitzvah. They duchen even with them.
The only bracha to mitzvah is you're called on, otherwise you're not about to
the. If you're not mitzvah them, if you don't request of them to duchen, then they're not mechuyev to duchen. That's how the Gemara teaches the pasuk, Kosev Ochad Bnei Yisrael, Omor Lahem. So the pasuk pshat is Kosev Ochad Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim should say the bracha. Omor Lahem, the Kohanim should say, Yivarechecha Hashem, Yishmarecha. That's the pasuk pshat. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Doesn't mean that that pshat is not true. One of the Rabbanim who spoke at the Siyam HaShad by the Daf Yomi wanted to bring out a certain point. So he said a little guzma that's a little bit inaccurate. He says, we only believe in the pshat in the Tanakh that it says in the Chazal. The Chazal, in the Gemara, a lot of times you have additional interpretations of the pasuk. It doesn't mean that the pshut Shal Mikra is wrong. We believe... He meant we don't accept conservative and reform and apikursa shipshot. That's what he meant to say. But he didn't mean that only the pshat that it says in the Gemara is emes the pshat to the exclusion of pshut shal mikra. So we don't accept all the Rashbams and all the Rambans and all the Ibn Ezra's and Chumash. They're giving pshut shal mikra. See here also. The pshut shal mikra in this pasuk, Kosev Ochad Bnei Yisrael, Kosev Ochad the Kohanim should bench, Amar Lahem the Kohanim should say to the Tzibur. So the Chazal have an additional level of interpretation that is just the opposite. Kosev Ochad Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim should say to Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lahem, so the Targum Unkelus teaches, Katemu Lahon, when we tell them to duchen, then they say, so Amar Lahem is Faket, when the Israelim
say to them,
say to the Kohanim, duchen, give us a bracha, Amar Lahem is Faket, we're telling them, so then they're mechuyev to duchen. That's how the Targum Unkelus says, Kosev Ochad Bnei Yisrael, Katemu Lahon, when we will request of them that they should duchen, then Kosev Ochad, then they're mechuyev. If they don't request, nish mechuyev. But if they'll duchen on their own, they'll be a kiyum. That's if there's only one kohen in the shul. So you don't say kohanim. You can't be mitzvah. Not mechuyev if he doesn't want it. Because it says Kosev Ochad.
Plural.
So if you only have one kohen, he's not mechuyev to duchen. But if he wants to volunteer on his own.
They call up kohen.
The Yerushalmi has one opinion like that, but the Babli Paschim is against that. There's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that if there's one coin, you say Kohen.
Yeah.
The Babli has one opinion, even though there's only one coin, you say Kohanim. We're not talking to this, we're talking in general, Kohanim. And the Maskonis of Babli is, Ein Shem El Echad, you don't call it all.
He's told in advance,
the only kohen here,
he's got to get
the
start,
don't
wait to be called.
Yeah, they know that. Yeah, the Kohanim know. If there's only one kohen, he's not going to call anything out. He just says the bracha. You're right, they know that. The Kohanim know that. We assume that the bracha... The bracha, the mitzvah, shekrishan the bigdushas to shalarai.
Yeah.
We assume the only bracha that's deraisa is kiddush, is deraisa. That's learned that from a pasuk. Birchas hamazon is deraisa, and birchas hatorah is deraisa, and havdalah is a machlokes. Whether havdalah is deraisa or rabban, we thought that havdalah is also deraisa. But all the other birchas hamitzvah we assume is only the rabban.
That's the kosher one.
When the Kohen says the bracha to the Klal Yisrael, that bracha is the raisa. But when the Kohen says Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushas HaShalarim, that birchas hamitzvah, before he says the duchening, that's only with the Rabbanan. The duchening itself, that's a bracha to the Klal Yisrael. So that's the bracha deraisa. That is the actual mitzvah itself. The bracha is only the rabbana. The Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes the Machlokes of Rishonim regarding this bracha, which the Baal HaMor claims was instituted to Tkufas HaGoyim, that Bizmana Atanoim Amaroim, only when they daven Yechidus. Only when a person daven Yechidus, he says the bracha of Lishmar Kol Shreifa. And he daven B'tzibu, you never say the bracha. So Bizmana HaGoyim, they instituted the bracha when they started blowing before the Chazoras HaShas. So what exactly is the Nusach HaBracha? So the Rosh quotes the Chiluki Deis, whether the Nusach HaBracha should be Lishmoya Kol Shofar or Ashikidisharim Mimtos Etzvanu Lizkoya or Altkiya Shofar. The Al and the Lid, that's another Asik. When do you say Al Natila Sadaim, when you say Lito Lutayidaya. So that's a plunter that the Rishon, Taisus quotes the Ri. Taisus himself and Dabzain quotes the Ri. He doesn't know what the rule is. When the Gemara, it sounds that there is some kind of a klal. So the Rebala Tyson says he doesn't know the klal. The Rishonim have long arichasim to try to figure out. That's another parsha b'fnei asking. But on this machlekes, what is this machlekes? What the Nusach HaBracha is, Lishmoya Kol Shofar, that's what we say, on the Shmiya, or the Bracha is Lishkoya, or Altkiya Shofar, what is that? So the Shagasariya and other Achrayim have, the Shagasariya has noted for this, there's a discussion, what is the nature of, what is the essence of the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the Shmiya, or is the mitzvah the Tkiya? Well, I say, what do you mean if the mitzvah is the tekiya? I mean, a person who's deaf. Yeah. Somebody sent me a shtigl Torah from California. This person saw it, such a good shtigl Torah. He sent it on my fax machine. 20-page long shtigl Torah. Wrong from the beginning to the end. From page number one. Eklezah Hakira. It was wrong. So all 20 pages I always give up. He used up a half of a roll of my fax machine. It's wrong from the beginning. He had a whole Hakira. Is the mitzvah Shmiya, the Shagasariya has, is the mitzvah Shmiya, the mitzvah Tkiya. So he's working on the assumption that the mitzvah is Tkiya, a deaf person is also mechuyav to blow shofar even though he doesn't hear a word. He doesn't hear anything. That's beferish against the Gemara. The Mishnah says beferish. The person is, someone is blowing shofar in a bor, and I hear only the echo, koil avor, I don't hear the koil shofar. Say beferish in that yaitse. No two ways about it. Even if I myself, not only because someone else is blowing, if I myself blow, even if I'm doing tkiya, I have to hear. If I don't hear, beferish, I'm not yaitse. So it's clear that you need shmiya. It's clear also that you need tkiya. It's clear that you need tkiya. You can't say that you're just yaitse with shmiya. That's what the Shagasai time is. What if the best baltekeya is on nochri? Or the best baltekeya is on cotton before bar mitzvah, or an isha? So the Mishnah says they can't be moti achayim dechay vosan. Whoever is not mechuy bedover, and in moti asirabim dechay vosan, that's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah by tkiya shoytan. So the shaila is, what's wrong? If the mitzvah is shmiya, so I heard all the tkiyas, what's the problem? So don't you see the favorites that the mitzvah really is tkiya sa shofar? And when he blows shofar and I hear, I say shamea kaina, just like when he says kiddush and I pay attention, when he says Abdullah and I listen, when he reads the Megillah and I listen. So I apply shamea kaina, the one who's listening is considered as if he said the Mikra Megillah and as if he said the kiddush and as if he said the Abdullah. So when he blows shofar and I pay attention, it's considered as if I blew shofar. So you see beferish that they're both correct. The mitzvah is the tkiya. And the mitzvah is the shmiya. So what do you mean there's a machlokes, it's a achakira? What do you mean it's a achakira? Whether the mitzvah is the tkiya and the mitzvah is the shmiya, they're both correct. You need tkiya, you need shmiya. You need both. There are two parts to the mitzvah.
The Baltic. The
if he's deaf.
Yeah.
What if the Baltekeya is deaf? So what can you do? He can't be Yotze for himself. He can't, but maybe he can be Maitze the others. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about that. He shows from the Gemara that whenever I'm saying Kiddush or Havdalah for others, the pshat is not that I'm saying for the others. If someone else needs to hear, let's say I already said Kiddush. I was already Yotze Kiddush. Now I'm just saying Kiddush. I already blew shofar, I already heard tkiyas mishul. Now I go to the hospital or to the old age home, I'm going to blow a second time. So you say, kol yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. They say, I'm still mechuyav bedover. Because there's always a problem. How can I blow shofar sitting mo'ed to the other people? I'm not mechuyav bedover anymore. Whoever's not mechuyav bedover can't be mo'ed yachir. So Rashi and all the Rishonim answered, no, kol yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. So what does it mean, Kolzman, that there's still one Jew who didn't hear tkiyas shofar? So I'm still obligated. I wasn't yet fully yotzei my chiyuv. I'm still mechuyav in tkiya shofar. But what do you mean I'm still mechayiv in tkiyas shor? I have to hear tkiyas again. Well, you say, no, I'm just mechayiv to see to it. Mechayiv to see to it that he should hear. So if I blow shofar for him, it's good. But let's say the second time I blow shofar, I can't hear a thing. I don't hear anything. Let's say I'm blowing in such a way that I hear the echo of the shofar, and the one who's listening hears the actual tkiyas shofar. But I myself don't hear. So I would have said it would be good. It would be good. I was ready to hear Shaifa in the morning. Now I'm just blowing for them. So as long as they hear, it's good. I don't have to hear. So the Avnei Nezer has the Gemara in Brachas, that in Megillah, in Brachas, that it says that it's no good. Mm-hmm. That when I blow Shaifa a second time on behalf of the others, based on Kol Yisrael Aredim, that means that I have an obligation to hear the Shaifa again. Not just I have an obligation to see to it that you hear this kiss. I have an obligation to hear Shaifa if in any way that will help you be yaitz. I already heard tkiyas in the morning. That was yaitz. But if by my hearing tkiyas a second time that will somehow enable someone else to be yaitz, so I'm still mechuyif to hear tkiyas in order to help someone else. How could I help someone else be yaitz by my tkiyas? By my hearing a second time? If I blow Shaifa for the other person that didn't hear tkiyas yet, and I'll listen and he'll listen, so that'll be a joint project together. That's a hasten that we were both yaitzed kiyas shayfa together. So that's what he has at the famous Shiraif in the Gemara. That the man who's deaf, or the man who's hearing an echo, he doesn't hear the tkiyas even the second time. The first time he heard the tkiyas, and the second time he's only blowing for others.
The first time or the second time?
Doesn't make a difference.
I wasn't yaitzed kiyas the first time. I blow for the shooter.
No, he says they won't be yaitzi. The only way I can yaitzi them is if it's a joint activity together that I'm listening with them to the tkiyas.
The scale
right, it's not yaitzi. Right.
In America, it looks the same time somebody else made the book.
That's another shayla. Maybe we'll get to that. There's another shayla. Who says the brach? We'll have to talk about that. Another shayla. So here the Rosh quotes a machlekes harishani. What's the nusach of the brach when you blow shayfer? Is it the shmoya kol shayfer or is it al kia shayfer? So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is whether the mitzvah consists of kia. The mitzvah consists of shmiya. The halacha says you need both. You have to have tkiyah, you have to have shmiya.
Megillah.
So what are they fighting about?
You have a Megillah also. You say Lishmaya.
Also. And Mitzvah Megillah also?
Yeah.
Is it also to have both in the
Brachah?
Not the Shmaya Megillah, but also there the Mitzvah is a Shmiya.
Let's say Mikra Megillah. Let's say a person is deaf.
Yeah.
And he'll read the Megillah. Yeah. He will be Yaitzi.
Yeah.
Unless you all like the Tanya Rabbi Yaitzi, that a person says Kiddush and Abdullah and he's deaf, he's not Yaitzi. He says Krishna and he's deaf, he's not Yaitzi.
Yeah.
If Lo Yishmiel Yazno is Lo Yotzo, so you're not Yaitzi, the Mikra Megillah either. But we ask him that if he say Kriyashma, you say Kiddush and Abdullah and you didn't hear, you're Yaitzi. So even if you're deaf, if you read the Megillah yourself, you say, if I'm deaf, I can't hear the Mikra Megillah from someone else. I'm deaf. I can't hear it. But if I'm deaf and I can read myself, I'm going to read the Megillah myself. I will be Yaitzeh, but by Tkiyah Sharif or not. By
Tkiyah Sharif
or not. Yeah. So by Mikra Megillah, we understand. The bracha is Al Mikra Megillah, because the mitzvah is the Kriyas on Megillah. So you don't need Shmiyah. Varaya. You need Shmiyah. If you're not reading the Megillah, if the Balkari is reading, so it's based on Shemei Kainah. So if you don't hear, so you can't apply Shemei Kainah. That's a different thing. But the mitzvah really is Mikra Megillah. But by Shofar, where everybody agrees that you need both, you need Tkiyah and you need Shmiyah, so what's the Machlekes of Rishonim? That's one half in the mitzvah, that's the other half. So what are they fighting about? Whether you say the bracha, Lishmaya kol Shofar, or Tkiyah Shofar?
They should say the bracha l'shamoa, al shmiya
al shmiya. Right. Right. That's a different thing. That women have a different kind of a chiyuv in megillah from men. Amen. That's another point. Right. That's a different thing.
He hears the echo.
So they are yaitzi even though he doesn't hear it. Really? I don't know, I thought the Avnei Nezer had a raya from the Gemara that it's not so. I don't remember. Isn't that because we assume that he's going to hear the call properly? Hatikela tel chabur. And then the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the other Mefarshim have. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what the din is in such a case. We'll have to look some more. Have to look in the Mefarshim. It's in Tavkuf Pei Zayin. Have to look in the Mefarshim. What they say? The Avnei Nezer holds. Huh? Could be. But the Avnei Nezer disagrees. He said he has a whole argument that it's not so. Yes.
If his question is like Lashmoa Chol Shofar or our Kriya Shofar, why not just make the generic Al Mitzvah Shofar, like Al Mitzvah Sisi, put on Sisi. That way you cover both sides.
Also good to Kasha. So what's the whole issue over here? How come they insist it should be Lishmoya and they insist it should be Al Tkiya Shofar? Why don't you just say Al Mitzvah Shofar?
You say every Mitzvah.
What's the whole machlokes? Yeah. Why not? No, that's not a Mitzvah. Yeah, okay.
Therefore, how can one say Mitzvah?
Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. Let's say Al Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. I don't know.
You don't apply Mitzvah Bol Aveiro by Shofar.
Machlokes, that's Machlokes. So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of giving the following explanation. He thought that everybody agrees that you need Shmiya and everybody agrees that you need Tkiya. But he worded it like this. He says, Allah Zanim Maskim, everybody agrees that the Maisa HaMitzvah. He said, sometimes we do a Maisa HaMitzvah in one thing, and the Kima HaMitzvah is really something else. He used to give the example, let's say, Avelas, or Simcha. Simchas Yantiv, so the Gemara says, Ein Simcha L'Bavasa V'Yayin. You have to have flesh, and you have to drink wine. And that's the whole Mitzvah. And thus, Vashteita Mitzvah, to eat the Bavasa V'Yayin. So he said, no, they're supposed to put you in a happy mood, and being in a happy mood is the Kima HaMitzvah, it's the Kiyum Shebelei. But if just in a happy mood on your own, you'll crack jokes, or someone will tell an interesting story. So you won't be yaitzed. Halacha says you need dafke this ma'isa mesuyim, this particular ma'isa of basa v'yayin, and then the kiyum hamitzvah is not by having the basa v'yayin. Kiyum hamitzvah is the kiyum shevelei. Or for example, avelus, he would say, is kimat the same thing in the reverse direction. There are specific pu'ulas of avelus that one has to observe in the middle of shiva mitzvahs and isurim. But would one think that the Kima Mitzvah is the not wearing the shoes and the not bathing and so on? So he said, no, he thinks that's only the Maisa Mitzvah. The Kima Mitzvah is a Kim Shebelei, like the Mishnah has a Sanhedrin. Ein Anina Fele Belei. So he thought the same Avelus. The Kima Mitzvah of Avelus is Belei. Simcha and Avelus have Maisa HaMitzvah, but the Kima Mitzvah is really something different from the Maisa Mitzvah. The Kima is really a Kim Shebelei. So he thought over here also, you have to say that there are two parts, clearly, everybody agrees there are two parts to the mitzvah. They thought the Maisa mitzvah by Shofar clearly consists of the Maisa Tkiya. But there's a condition that by Mikra Megillah, if the man is deaf and he reads the Megillah, he is Yaitzeh. That's how he's asking against Rabbi Yaitzeh. Rabbi Yaitzeh holds in general, whenever there's a mitzvah of Amirah, like Kriyashma or anything, if Lo Hishmiel Yaz, not Lo Yaz. But we don't accept Rabbi Yaitzeh's opinion. So we would pass him the same by Mikra Megillah, if the man is deaf, and he reads the Megillah, so he's Yaitzeh. Because he did the Mikra Megillah. But by Shofar, it's not so. You got to have both. What do you mean you have to have both? So he thought that the Pshat was like this. The Maisa Mitzvah really consists of the Tkiyas HaShofar. And if someone else listens to my Tkiyah, based on the principle of Shemer Koineh, it's considered as if he did the Tkiyah himself. As if he also did the Maisa Tkiyah. But there's a condition over here. It's unlike Mikra Megillah, where all you need is the Kriyas HaMegillah. Here it's not sufficient to have the Tkiyas HaShofar. The Kiyum HaMitzvah has to be the Shmiyah. So that's why he thought that was the Machlokes HaRishonim over here, what the Nusach HaBracha should be. So half of the Rishonim say that the Nusach HaBracha should be Al Tkiyas HaShofar. Why? Because the Rishonim seem to have a klal, you only say a bracha on a mitzvah where there's a Maisa mitzvah. The Beis Yosef has such a klal. That why is there no, the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Pesach, when a person is mevatel l'chametz, when the person is about to do bedikas chametz, then he recites the bracha, shekadosh shem, I'll be a chametz. What if the person is about to do the bitla chometz? So he doesn't recite any bracha. So we usually say no bracha, because they're trying to doctor. He already said, I'll be a chomet. So the bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah, and then the act of declaration of bitul. That's the gemara. So he already said a bracha in the beginning, so there's no need for another bracha. It's a hemshech of the same mitzvah. So the Beis Yosef says a different time why. He says, since mederaisa the bitul believe, sagim vatla believe of a dayo, ekimim vatla believe, and there's no need for dibur, so the chachamim, whenever misakin a bracha, where there's no ma'isa mitzvah, where you can imikayim the mitzvah b'machshove, they will never misakin a bracha. They will only misakin a bracha when there's a ma'isa mitzvah, when there's a pulas mitzvah.
Smelling
that's
the
what the...
Smelling the ma'isa?
I don't know.
It's smelling,
well,
yeah.
But in some of the manashek, it's a choice of the Sivana. That's not a bracha sanit.
Yeah,
that's the question. What kind of a bracha is it? Is it a bracha sanenin? Some say it's a bracha sanenin, and others say, very mean it's the so the smelling of the psalmim, that's not a mitzvah that you say a shikar shana the mitzvah. So, no, it's either a bicha sanen and alti pashtus, or the tzlach wants to say it's a bicha shevach vahidoya. It says kol mar verech, there's no me'ila. So you know, the only reason why you have to say bicha sanen is because kol anenim in olam hazeh b'loy brocha mu'al. So if there's no me'ila on reyach, so there's no iser to smell the psalmim in olam hazeh without saying a brocha. So it must be that the tzlach. It must be that it's a separate takanas chacham. That the bichas ha-reyach is a separate. So yes, it's done because it's really a different din. It's not a bichas ha-nen. It's really a bichas ha-sheva. And others disagree. They have no. It is a bichas ha-nen. It's not shayla la-locha, but the bichas ha-reyach is considered like bichas ha-nen, and there are different kinds of bichas. Otherwise, not relevant to bichas ha-nitzvah. Bichas HaMitzvah is only decided when you have a nice HaMitzvah. For example, let's say somebody moves into an apartment, he moves into a home where there are already all mezuzahs and the mezuzah. So you don't have to say a bracha when he nails on the mezuzahs are around and kosher mezuzahs. So, the Magen Avraham writes in one place, when you move into the house and it has kosher mezuzahs, you say a bracha, Asher Kedishana v'mitzvot v'tzivana l'odor v'abayu sh'yeh po mezuzah. So the Achrayim chapter in the Magen Avraham, the Birkei Yosef, by the Chidah and Yerudei Hilchos Mezuzah, disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he has two kinds. First of all, he made up his own Nusach HaBracha. He says you can't compose your own Nusach HaBracha. You only find that the Nusach HaBracha is Mekvaya Mezuzah. Who ever heard of such a bracha? Rather than by Jesus Mezuzah. But then the bigger type is that the whole thing is wrong. You only recite a bracha when you do a ma'isa mitzvah, not when you have a kiyama mitzvah. If I live in an apartment that has a mezuzah, I have a kiyama mitzvah, but I'm not doing the ma'isa mitzvah. Other rather, let's say, I don't feel well, I have no time, whatever, and I ask you, do me a favor, put on mezuzahs on my door. So when you put on the mezuzahs, who's yaitse the mitzvah? You're yaitse the mitzvah of milas chasadim. You did a favor for you. You did me a favor that you put on. I have no time, or I don't feel well, so you did me a favor. Well, who's yet to the mitzvah mezuzah? I'm yet to the mitzvah mezuzah. You're not yet to the mitzvah, it's not your house. You did a mitzvah minas chasadim, and I do the mitzvah of mezuzah. But who says the bracha lekvaya mezuzah? The one that nails on the mezuzah. I, but it's not yet to the mitzvah mezuzah. The answer is, he doesn't have to, you don't say a bracha when you have a kiyum on mitzvah. A bracha is recited when you're performing a ma'isa mitzvah, even if there's no kiyum on mitzvah. Can a goy put on a mezuzah? That's a shayla, a machlokes in achrayim, where he needs kiyus mezuzah lishmo. If you need lishmo, so a goy is not a bachokik to do lishmo. You don't need lishmo, so you can also put it up. No. So let's say in such a case, let's say if one should assume that if a nachri puts up a mezuzah, it would be kosher. So if the Nachi puts up the mezuzah, can I say a bracha on that? So the Magen Avraham says yes. The Magen Avraham has the following case in the Hilchos Shabbos. A woman didn't bench licht on time, and it's already late, and it's already day nashmashus, it's after the shkia. So she's not allowed to bench licht. It's a sophic deraita, after the shkia. It's already a sophic yom, sophic lilo. So it's an iser hashash, iser nulach, to light the candles there. But she's permitted to ask a Nachri to light the candles, so there shouldn't be dark in the house. Benashmashis, even though they ask a goy. So the Magen Avraham says, when the goy lights the candles on behalf of the Balabas, so the goy doesn't say the bracha shekin shana b'mitzvah, so he doesn't have to do shes yisro.
But the woman can say the bracha over the halakha of the goy. If she has the goy to light the candle, she can say the bracha. She can shout on the halakha of the shal shabbos. So the achrayim check for that magen avram, and they say that magen avram is lishikasa. But he said, when you move into a house that has mezuzahs on, you say a bracha lot of a pai sheish ben mezuzah. So the achrayim disagreed with the magen avram. They think he's not right because he don't say a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So here it's also the same thing. The balabasta is only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of having the house lit up, but she didn't do the right kind of bracha herself. So she's not in a position to say a bracha. You only say a bechas mitzvah when you're performing a ma'isa mitzvah. So here by tkiyah shofar, you have the ma'isa mitzvah is a tkiyah shofar, but that's not enough. You're not yotze just by doing the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah has to lead to a shmir. Just like the nihugi avelas have to lead to a kiyum shibalei, a certain sense and an attitude. Persons realize that Ovid Chasim and Arts any sum of eight, that the world is not the same, that this person passed away, and he has certain leaders' status and my list that will be missing in the world, that the Amir of Koch Amai. So the Nihu Gabelis is to bring about a Kiyim Shabalev, a certain feeling. And the Nihu Gabshim Hasiyah is also to bring about a certain feeling. And Chuba also, the Rav gave a shit like that. According to the Rambam, if the person does Chuba Shlema and he never says Vidui, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva. And if he mumbles the Hebrew and he doesn't do tshuva, then he's also not yaitis. You have to have both. You have to have the ma'isa mitzvah, is the reciting of the Hebrew. But the kima mitzvah is not just the reciting of the Hebrew. The kima mitzvah is the reciting of the Hebrew should bring about to a tshuva. So you have sometimes where you do a ma'isa mitzvah, but you're not yaitse anything with that unless it leads to a certain attitude and a certain feeling and a certain sensation, a certain way of thinking. So here also like that. The ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiyah shofar. And if you don't have a tkiyah shofar, if you don't have a bachur yuvah blowing shofar, and it should be like to you with shemek kainer, then it should be considered as if you blow shofar, as if you had blown shofar, then you're taken out yet. But just doing the ma'isa mitzvah of blowing shofar is also not enough. You have to have tkiyah shofar that should lead to a shmiyah. The ma'isa mitzvah is the tkiyah, and the tkiyah mitzvah will only be fulfilled if that tkiyah leads to a shmiyah. So now, with the machlekes in the Rishon, if you're only on the assumption that bracha is only recited in conjunction with a ma'isa mitzvah, if you have a kiyum mitzvah and there's no ma'isa mitzvah, you don't say bracha. So here, some Rishon said, okay, since the ma'isa mitzvah is the kiyah, so the proper thing is to say the nisach bracha al kiyah shofar. You don't say bracha on a kiyum, you only say bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. Ma'isa mitzvah is the kiyah, to say al kiyah shofar, the skirt of the shofar. And the other Rishayim hold no. True, if you would only have a kiyum mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah, some of those benches lit. So the goy lights the candles for me, so I don't say a bracha. Or I'm living in a house that has mezuzahs, I don't say the bracha. But still, when you do a ma'isa mitzvah that has a kiyum mitzvah for, that leads up to a kiyum mitzvah for you, so the nusa ha-bracha should be worded on the kiyum mitzvah. So that's how we pass them, that we say the bracha, the shmoya. Kol Shofar, if there would have only been Shmir without Kiyah, there wouldn't have been a bracha at all. You don't say a bracha on a Kiyah mitzvah unless there's a ma'isa mitzvah. But here there is a ma'isa mitzvah that leads to a Kiyah. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. How should you word the bracha? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. There is a machlokes of Rishonim. What's the din? If you stole, somebody stole a Shofar and he blows Shofar with it, would it be yotzei or not? If I steal a lulav, and I shake the lulav, so the Mishnah says lulav agazul is mitzvah b'avera. I think Mar says the first 2 days yantav you need shalachem, but after the first 2 days yantav you no longer need shalachem. So how come you're not yotze with the stolen lulav? So the Mar says no, that's mitzvah b'avera, and it's no good. So what about a shofar agazul is also mitzvah b'avera? So that's a machlokes. So the Rambam is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that there's no mitzvah b'avera by a stolen shofar, because the mitzvah really is the shmiyah. What do you mean? If the mitzvah would have been tkiyah to blow a shofar, so the shofar is a stolen piece, so it's mitzvah b'avir. So the Rambam says, no, the mitzvah is really the shmiyah, so therefore there's no mitzvah b'avir. And the Yerzaruah disagrees. The Agos Asher in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerzaruah, who says, not like the Rambam, he says, if you stole the shofar, you won't be yotzei because it's a mitzvah b'avir. So what are they fighting about? So Soloveitchik said, that's exactly the machlokes. When you do a mitzvah b'avir, and the din is that you're not yotze. What do you mean you're not yotze? The ma'isa mitzvah was a good mitzvah. He did, he shook the lulav and yastrik. He did the pulas ma'isa mitzvah. The halacha says there's no kiyum mitzvah. So that's what leads the Rambam to say that Vamed Rambam Burim, when do you apply the cloud? A mitzvah babadeira, if the chefze shall kiyom a mitzvah, is a stolen one. When you shake a lulav, so the mice and mitzvah shaking the lulav, and the kiyom a mitzvah shaking the lulav. Except the lulav is a stolen lulav, this is the chefze with which I do the kiyom a mitzvah. There's no kiyom a mitzvah in a mitzvah babadeira. So if the chefze is stolen, the chefze with which I fulfill the kiyum mitzvah is a stolen chapter, so there's no kiyum mitzvah, it's mitzvah of the. But by shaykh, we're splitting over here. We're saying that mice on mitzvahs, it's kiyah on the shaykh. But mitzvah of the doesn't affect the mice on mitzvah. Mice on mitzvah is perfect. Mitzvah of the came from the kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah is not a tzkiyah on shaykh. It's to listen to the tzkiyahs. The tzkiyahs were not stolen. Well, he had a bottle of tzkiyahs, and I stole the bottle, and I heard the tzkiyahs. The sounds are not so. The sounds I'm performing myself. I'm making the sounds now. Only the chefta of the shofar was stolen. That's what they're on a mice. There's no gezel of the kol. I didn't steal the sound of the shofar. I stole the shofar. The shofar was only the chefta of the mice on it. So that's why the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of avera by a stolen shofar, because the shofar is only the chefta of the mice on it. The mice on it is not affected anyway. When you do a mitzvah babavir. The only time it will be a chisar of a mitzvah babavir if the heft of the kima mitzvah is a stolen heft. And the Ozeruah holds not true that mitzvah babavir is only taigeim and the kima mitzvah, but still, if the chepet with which I perform the maisa mitzvah is a stolen mitzvah, you don't begin. It ruins the whole thing. You can't begin to have a kima mitzvah with such a thing. That's supposed to start everything up. So that's no good. That's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. It's asking like the Rambam. Shouldn't come up. Shofar on Gozel. But, how do you know that the Baal Tekir didn't steal the Shofar? Under the chuppah, the rabbi asked the chassan, is it your ring? Did you pay for the ring? Because the rabbi doesn't ask the Baal Tekir, is it your Shofar? Did you pay for the Shofar? So maybe that it is a stolen Shofar, but the din is that what you're saying anyway. Even if it would have been a stolen Shofar, you would be saying anyway.
Same thing as the if you ask your wife whether the meat is kosher, you believe her.
Okay.
So she has it.
We'll believe him also. We'll ask him, did he steal it? He may tell us yes. He may tell us yes. He never told us no. Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the bracha, the Shemar Kol Shofar, you recite Shehecheyanu as well. What are you saying? Shehecheyanu wants it. That's a klal. Whenever a person performs a mitzvah bom, his man was nine, he recites Shehecheyanu. The mocha for this is the Gemara we learned in brachas on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara has a brisa. Are you oimin of makriv mincha of Yerushalayim? A point is in the Beit HaMikdash, and his makriv the carbon mincha. So it says that he says Shachyana Vikimana Vigyun Allah's man is there. What do you mean? Every time his Machar Khan Mincha? 25 times a day he says Shachyana. So Rashi and Taisus have two pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi writes one pshat in the Gemara. It's the first time in his life that he ever came to, first time in his life that he's performing a mitzvah Hakrabas Kavah. So whenever you do a mitzvah the first time in your life, you gotta say Shachyana. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam holds like that often. Let's say a child, the first time he puts on tefillin, they say Shachyano. The first time you shech the name, the first time you do Kisi Adam, you go to Eretz Yisrael, the first time you machrish Trumas HaMaisis. There's some post in Taka, right? The first time in your life that you perform a mitzvah, you Taka have to say Shachyano. There's a long shach in Yeridei, and Simon Yud Tes, I think the Simon of Birchas HaShchita. So the shach says, we don't follow that opinion. He documents which we show him all like that, Rashi. That's the Rashi and Brachas of Lamed Zayin and Rambam, a major Rishayim. So he says, that's not our practice. We do not say Shachyonu. Let's say a girl gets married and she benches left the first time in her life and she says Shachyonu. Some girls have to do say Shachyonu the first time they bench left. And others don't. I think most of the women do not say Shachyonu the first time in their lives that they bench left. And the boys don't say Shachyonu. Most of the boys do not say Shachyonu the first time they're like, no. So the Taisus has a different shot on this Gemara. You mean the first time in his life that he likes him? Also not. Also the same Shaila. The first time in anyone's life that person performed this particular mitzvah. So Rashi says that you do. Rashi and the Rambam and the group of Rishonim say that you do say Shachyon. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi and they say no. This story, how you aim at a makor, means like this. The Kohanim was divided into 24 mishmaris. Otherwise, it would be a balagan. Everybody would be fighting. Either they'll all be fighting. Everybody will be killing each other. Each one wants to do the avodah. Or nobody would show up. It would be a very divisive. No one would show up, and no one would take care of the avodah. So in order to make sure that they're not too many and not too few, that the divided all the kohanim originally in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there weren't enough kohanim to divide. They only had Aaron, Nadav Avihu, Nadav Yisama, so Nadav Avihu died. There was only Aaron and Nadav Yisama, and then Pinchas. There were only four kohanim. There was nothing to tell us over there. So they needed the four kohanim to be awake all day and all night, 7 days a week, so they couldn't divide. But in the later generations, when there were more kohanim, so they divided into four mishmaris, into eight mishmaris, and then to 14, and then finally 24 mishmaris. As it turned out, the whole period of Hashem, there were 24 mishmaris, and the Tzukim and Divrei Hayomim list off the names of the 24 mishmaris. So what was the story with the mishmaris? Every week a different mishmar was in charge of the Hakrabas HaKrabas. And the mishmaris were further divided into Batayavis, a Beisav every day. A different group of the mishmar, a different Beisav will be in charge of the Avodas HaKrabas that day. So the next week, a different group of Kohanim, and the next week, a different group. 24 weeks later, it comes around our turn again, and we get a second chance. You get twice a year, you get a chance to be Makrav Kabbonis, and some will have even a third time, a third chance every year. So Tosfos says, that's the cloud. Well, I'm in a Makrav, if I haven't, I'm a Kohen, I haven't done Avodas HaKabbonis in the last 24 weeks. The last time I brought a carbon was 24 and a half weeks ago. When it was my turn to be Makru Kabbonis. If you have a mitzvah bom, his man was man, then you say Shechion. Because of the excitement of the mitzvah. Somebody asked me a shalom this week, an interesting shalom. He was in the Rabbonis for a few years, and then he left the Rabbonis for a few years, and now he went back into the Rabbonis. He hopes for a while. He hopes it'll be a lasting Rabbonis. And he's really excited, and he has such a lot preparing the drasha. He wants to know what he says, Shechiano. Is that called a mitzvah bom mizman mizman? He's so excited about performing again. It was a humorous shayla. He's all very happy and excited. He hopes that he's going to grow and they're going to grow. There'll be a good shidduch and he's going to say good drushes. The mitzvah has brought us a terrible mizman. He was all excited. That's a shayla. That's a good shayla. It's bom mizman mizman because he resigned from his previous position because he decided to move back to New York. That's why Bom is Mom is Mom. But the mitzvah per se didn't have to be Bom is Mom is Mom. So that's the question. Do you say Shechiano on such a mitzvah? So that's what the Tkiya Sheikha and Rosh Hashanah warrants the Shechiano. That's considered a mitzvah Bom is Mom is Mom. We haven't blown Shofar since last year. What about the second day Rosh Hashanah? When you blow Shofar on the second day Rosh Hashanah, do you say Shechiano? We just blew Shofar yesterday. So that's a machlokes in the Chaber and the Rambam. The Chaber follows the Rambam. The meaning of the Chachmis Torah, that they hold, you just blew Shofar yesterday. So what are you going to blow against Shofar today? You just observed the mitzvah yesterday, so you don't have to say Shechiano. A mitzvah bom is man is man means if it's a significant amount of time went by, not 24 hours.
Yeah,
fill it. You like fill it every day. You don't say Shechiano every day. You're not excited the second day. You only say if enough time went by, 24 weeks went by, is enough time to have excitement about it. And so that's enough like so the Mechaber holds you just did the mitzvah yesterday. You don't say Shechiano again the second day. And the Rambam says no, that we follow the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that they hold that you do say Shechiano on the second day Rosh Hashanah on Tkiya Shofar. You have such a machlokes regarding Kiddush. Leil Sheni on Rosh Hashanah also, do you say Shechiano? On the first night of Pesach, you say Shechiano. On Shvi Shal Pesach, when you say Kiddush, you don't say Shechiano. Why not? Because you just had Shvi Shal Pesach as a Hemshech from the same Yontif. Shmini Atzeres is a regal Bishmei Atzmai. So the Gemara says you say Shechiano. Because you haven't experienced Shmini Atzeres since a year ago. But Shvi Shal Pesach is not a regal Bishmei Atzmai. It's a repeat of the first day's Pesach. So I just had it last week, so that's not enough excitement. Bom is Mom is Mom. I just celebrated Pesach last week, now I'm going to celebrate Pesach again on Shvi Shal Pesach, 6 days later. That's not enough of a Shihu is Mom. That's like Tefillin. You wear Tefillin every day. That's not Bom is Mom is Mom. So from week to week, Kiddush. You say Kiddush every Shabbos. You don't say Shechiano. You've got to have a little more than that. So if the mitzvah comes every 24 weeks, that's okay. Mitzvah, I just did it last week, so you don't say Shechiano. So that's the same machleke as the Rambam and the Bali Atesis regarding Shechiano over Tkiya Shofar, It's the Zelda Machlekes. What about Kiddush? Leil Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Do you say Shachyanu Hanach? So the Rambam holds that you don't say Shachyanu on the Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Holds that you don't say Shachyanu in the Kiddush either on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who holds that you say Shachyanu by Shofar, they hold that you say Shachyanu by Kiddush as well. Interesting is that in the Mechaber there's a stira halacha l'maisa by the Sfardim. There's a stira how they, what their practice is. By the Tkiya Shofar, they do not say Shachyan on the second day. And by the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, they do say Shachyan on the second night. And they say Kiddush, they do say Shachyan. That's not a Mechaber, right? That's not a Mechaber. Oh, the Mechaber quotes from the Maharam Württemberg that you get a fruit. What's the fruit all about? Because there's a Machlokes HaRishayin, what did you say Shachyan on that? And if you're not obligated to say Shachyanu, but there's not a bracha levatala, so in order to make sure you're not saying a bracha levatala, so you take either a beged chodesh or a free chodesh, so you're obligated to say Shachyanu ben kalukos, so that's how you solve the problem. What if you don't have a beged chodesh, you don't have a free chodesh? So then the Mechaber writes, even if you don't have, you still say Shachyanu. You still say Shachyanu. But does the Hashkir? If the Mechaber says,
I don't
know if you're saying. Huh? Yeah, I say Shachyanu, and I can be like them with their Shachyanu. Doesn't matter.
Not just in the Beggar.
No, I say Shachyanu on the Beggar, so for sure I gotta say Shachyanu. And they have to say, may or may not have to say Shachyanu because of the Yosef. So Shachyanu, it's a Shachyanu. That's good. Everybody's Yosef is all the Shachyanu. So it's really a steer in the Minik part. So the Biragra quotes from the Beis Yosef. Of Yosef Kara, that he talks about this, and he says, that's the minik. He doesn't really have a territory. He says, that's the minik. The people did, even the Sfardim, they didn't follow the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is consistent. He says, you neither say Shachyanu by Kiddush the second night, nor do you say Shachyanu on the morning of the second day Rosh Hashanah. Because you just had Rosh Hashanah yesterday. That's not what the Rambam, you just had to be a Shaita yesterday. So the minig of the Sfardim is not the way the Rambam passed. The meaning of the Sfardim is
a compromise
that they don't give any hesbah for. The Beis Yosef just says, all right, that's the meaning that they do say Shachyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. What's the machlokes over here, where they say Shachyanu the second day or not? So the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah explains a little bit what it's all about. Shailas, when we say, let's say you have 2 days Pesach, or 2 days Shavuot, or 2 days Yontif. So the Gemara says that that's a Sveik of the Yoyma. Every other 2 days of Yontif, you treat it as a Sveik of the Yoyma, means either the first day is Kodesh, in which case the second day is Chol, or the first day is Chol, in which case the second day is Kodesh. It's not that both days are Kodesh. It's not that one day is Yontif the Raisa, the second day is Yontif the Rabbah. That's also true. The first day, whatever, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Shmeretah, Shvishol Pesach, the first day Yontif is their rice, and Eretz Yisrael they only have the first day Yontif, and the second day Yontif Sheni Shavuot is only the Rabbanan. That's correct. But even with the Din Rabbanan, Midrabbanan, you have to Midrabbanan also. You can't have 2 days Yontif. There's only 1 day Yontif. Pesach is only 1 day. Shvishol Pesach is only 1 day, and Shmirat Torah is only 1 day. Sukkot Shavuot is only 1 day. So would you come up to have 2 days? So Midrabbanan they said treat it as if you have a suffix, as if yesterday may be Kodesh and today's Chol, or yesterday's Chol and today's Kodesh. So that's why the Mishnah has Yavam and Manavsha. Let's say a person forgot to make this year, you have to make 3 Erev Tavshilin already. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow for Rosh Hashanah, an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot, then another Erev Tavshilin on Hashanah Rabbah for Shemini Atzeres and Chatzeres going into Shabbos. They need 3 Erev Tavshilin. So what happens if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot? Comes the first day Sukkot. So he forgot. So technically, he can't cook anything on Yom Tov Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day Sukkot. Mimonavsha. Say like this. If today is Chol, if the first day Sukkot is really Chol, tomorrow is Kodesh. But I can make an Erev Tavshilin. Elamai, maybe today is Yom Tov, maybe today is Kodesh. If today is Kodesh, then tomorrow is Chol. On Chol, I can cook. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And call I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So that's what the Gemara says, that's acceptable by all other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. On 2 days when you have this year, we're going to have to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Sukkot, we're going to make an Erev Tavshilin on Hashanah Rabbah, So whoever will forget to make the Eftam Shilur on Erev Sukkot or on Hashanah Rabbah, he can make the Eftam Shilur on the first day Sukkot or on Shmini Atzeret. He stopped it with the Mimon Hashem. What if one forgot to make the Eftam Shilur on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Can he make the Eftam Shilur on the first day Rosh Hashanah also with such a Mimon Hashem? So the Gemara says no, because the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas. What does it mean a Kedusha Achas? You can't necessarily say that either today is Kodesh, in which case tomorrow is cold, so there's no problem, I'm allowed to cook the Shabbat, or if today is cold, so I'm making the Eftam Shilur today, but tomorrow I'll be allowed to cook on Rosh Hashanah. You can't make that because on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a Mimon of Shachar. Either today's Kodesh or tomorrow's Kodesh, the Kim both be. No. In Rosh Hashanah, there was a possibility of Nogin Osir Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh. There was an institution, the Zman Avayis, when the Edom would come and say that they saw the new moon and the Bezna should make Kiddush HaKodesh. So Bezna would declare that today is Rosh Kodesh, and the Quran would be Makri, all the Mitzvahim of Rosh Kodesh. In the Beit HaMikdash, the 11 additional Karbanos on Mitzvahim, the 10 Oilas and the 1 Chatos, the Soil LeChatos, and then they would say a different Shir Shal Yom to the Talmud Shal Ben Abay. So the Mishnah says, Pamachas, once the Edom came so late in the day, the Quranim already closed up the Beit HaMikdash. They don't wait till before Shkia to be married. They're marked the Talmud Shal Ben Abay 2.5 hours before the Shkia. They do the Shkita 3.5 hours before the Shkia, and they finish the whole Akrobat Talmud Shal Ben Abay 2.5 hours. So the Akrobat finished everything. They finished bringing the Talmud Shal Ben Abay, they poured the Yayin, and they saw the Yayin, the Levim sang the Shira like a regular weekday. Afterwards, the Edom came, an hour and a half, 2 hours before the Shkia, the Edom came, the Bezna declared it as a Shkidish. It turned out, they did everything wrong. It was really Rosh Chodesh. They really should have brought the Musaf in a couple of hours ago, which they didn't do. They really should have said a different Shir Shal Yom. So the Tanoi made a Takana. This was sometime during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. Tanoi made a Takana that if the Eidim comes so late in the day, after the Quran already brought the Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim, then you're not recovering their testimony. So what do you do? See, next tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. So what's with today? So today is not Rosh Hashanah. So starting from last night on the 30th day of Elul, starting from the night of the 30th day of Elul, everybody's going to assume that today's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. They think Bezna's going to declare it as Mekudesh HaKadosh, today is Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Comes 3:30 in the afternoon, and then the Bezna didn't declare it as Rosh Hashanah, so everybody's going to go run to the office and do a little malacha, going to do work. So the Bezna says, no, Nogim Osir Yom Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. They say, today is Yom Tov and the Rabbanon, and tomorrow we'll make it as Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. Why do they insist they want to make the rest of the day also Yom Tov the Rabbanon? Because if they'll permit the people to do malacha at the end of the day, what's going to happen next year? Next year we're going to tell everybody they shouldn't do any malachas on the 30th day of Elul, because we're probably going to make it into Rosh Hashanah, it'll turn out to be Yom Tov. So some of the Balabatim will say, yeah, that's what they told us last year. Last year we didn't go to work all day till 3:30 in the afternoon, and then we lost so much business. We could have, this year we'll also go to work, and this year it'll turn out that it will be Rosh Hashanah. And when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, it becomes an Afreya Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't just become Rosh Hashanah from that time on till the end of the day, when Bezna declares Mekudesh HaChodesh, the last couple of hours of the day. No, when they declare Mekudesh HaChodesh, the whole day becomes an Afreya Rosh Hashanah from the beginning, from day to come, from that of Leil Rosh Hashanah. So that's what made it Takana, that if the Eidim come late in the afternoon, in Amincha Lamayla, after the Kana already were makrib the Karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So it's not one. The first day is the Rabbanon, and make believe Rosh Hashanah is the Rabbanon, to make sure that the people don't have a kilkel next year. So they said, don't do malach until the end of the day. And then the second day is the real Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa, because that's when we will be makabal the Eidim, and we will declare the day as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah. So because by Rosh Hashanah, it's not, even with the Rabbanon, it's not a sacred day, and maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, but it's not both. No. It could be that it is both days. No, the Mosi Yom Kodesh and the Macha Kodesh, the both days are Yom Tov. So that's why the Gemara says that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is different from every other case of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golim. It's not a sacred Yom Tov with the Mimon of Shachi that this is Kodesh and that's Kol. Or this is Kol and that's Kodesh. You treat it as if both are Kodesh. That's what it means. Yeah, the Yom Arich, the only The Emma Richter is a Melitza. The Rashi has. The Gemara never calls it the Emma Richter. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Acha. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. The second day is Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanah. But Bisman, Shekich Shal Tiyariya, when you have 2 days, it was a reverse. The first day was Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanah. The second day is Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanah. So the Melitza, Yoyma Richter, is Rashi's Melitza. The Gemara doesn't have that. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Acha. Kedusha Acha just means when you have 2 days in a row, they're both Mekudish. And it's not that either this is Kodesh and that's Kodesh, or this is Kodesh and that's Kodesh. They're both the Kodesh, but that's called Kedusha Achas. It's a Hemshech of the Kedusha. So, but if one day is the Yom Tov Deraisa, and one day is the Yom Tov Derabbanan. So you have to say Kiddush on each day, you have to blow Shofar on each day. So that's why the Rambam is of the opinion, that you don't say Shachyonu on the second day, not in the Kiddush, not by the Tkiyus, because you just had yesterday. What's the great excitement? That's not a mitzvah, all this Malachim, that's like Hanukkah has two. We just put on tefillin yesterday, so there isn't so much excitement. So the Rambam Shita is that we treat the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a vaday that they're both Kodesh. That's what the Rambam even holds Lahokya. Let's say you made an Erevei Kumin. You made in order to walk close to Kumin, you put a box of matzahs, whatever, a jar of pickles, whatever, fish, an Erevei Kumin. It doesn't have to be matzahs. If you make an Erevei Kumin, so if the Erevei Kumin is there, the beginning of Shabbat, the beginning of Yom Tov, so it's good for the whole day, even though it's eaten up in the middle of the day. What if you put an Erevei Kumin for the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and you ate it up in the middle of the first day? Do you treat the 2 days as one long Hemshech? So even if it's eaten up at the beginning of the first day, it's still good for the second day or not. So that's the Machlech, there's the Rambam and the Raizah. So the Rambam says yes, we treat the 2 days as Kedusha Achad Bein Lahokel Bein Lahafkis. We treat it as one Hemshech. And the Raivit and other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no. You have to consider all the logical possibilities that it could have been. As much as it doesn't really make sense that we have any Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So we have a Luach. So we know when all the Yom Tovim are. So why do we continue to observe any of the Yom Tovim? Yeah. So they sent a letter to the Rabbanim at the time that they made the Kriyas HaLuach. They sent a letter to Eretz Yisrael. We should continue to observe the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in the same way that we used to observe it in the past. So how did they observe it in the past? And by every other Yom Tov, by Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, it used to be observed as a Sefer Yom Tov. We're not sure. Either today's Kodesh and tomorrow's Chol, or today's Chol and tomorrow's Kodesh. We have to observe it today with the same idea, a Sefer Yom Tov. Either one day is either this is Kodesh or that's Kodesh. And Rosh Hashanah, that's the Machlokes. So the Raivit and the Ramban and the whole group of Rishonim say, and Rosh Hashanah years ago, before they had the Kriyas HaLuach, there were all three logical possibilities. Sometimes the Eidim would come on the first day Rosh Hashanah at the crack of dawn. They say, we saw the Levana make it Rosh Chodesh, make it Rosh Hashanah. The first day was Rosh Hashanah, the second day was Eish Rosh Hashanah, was nothing. Sometimes the Eidim would just not come. It would be impossible the Eidim should come on the first day. So the first day was nothing, the first day was Chol. The Eidim would tell him, the first day is not going to be. Rosh Hashanah is not going to be today. Go to work today. Tomorrow, they tell you in advance, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes there'll be also Yom Kodesh and Malachim Kodesh, 2 days in a row, will both be Kodesh. So the Ramban, on dates of the Ramban, and the Raivit on the Rambam, hold that today we still continue to observe the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, considering all the logical possibilities that it could have been, this Bancha Kitchal theory. So because it could be that it's Taka Kedusha Achas, both are Kodesh, so then, well, I just did Kiyah Shefer yesterday, so why do I say another Shachyana today? But there's another possibility. It could be that yesterday was Chol and today was Kodesh. In which case, yesterday the Tzvi Shofar was garnish. It was Arai Gavar, but there's nothing. So then I'm more excited. Today is the first time I'm performing Tzvi Shofar. Why do we say Shachyana Lomit Bo Shofar Hashan? We just blew Shofar and all Chayde Shalom. That's not Tzvi Shofar. That's not even Tzvi Shofar with Rabbanan. That's a different thing. So blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah also doesn't count. If you know that there's such a possibility, yesterday was Chol and today's Kodesh, so I haven't blown Shofar since last year. Yesterday doesn't count. So that's this Machlokes HaRishonim. When you say, we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, do we treat it Bein Lahok or Bein Lahachmeh as a Kedusha Achas? So then you don't say Shachyonu on the second day, and then say Nechel HaEriv on the first day, the Erevei Kumin would be good for the second day. Or they say, no, you have to observe Rosh Hashanah today 2 days with all the logical possibilities that it could have possibly been with Machi Kitchel theory. So then you have to say always Lachumra. if it'll be lechuma to say kedusha. Helen was never married. Yeah, by God's help, Helen was never married.
We're going to say slichas in the other room for those people who want to say slichas. We got to start the shift.